Sew the Dress, Save the Universe, a collaborative not-fit by The Archer.
Aether,
Caminante,
and KLB. This is an oral not-fic based on a piece of cover art, and we will be figuring out the story that goes along with that cover.
I have never been more stressed recording something. Jesus.
You may just do some group breathing exercises to calm down from the experience of trying to set up this not fic.
Well, that fits in with my premise, which I can now say now that we're recording. So, the aliens who try to make hostile people kill each other, they connect the world. They're the shared consciousness. Okay. They take a different path in their lives, a less violent path. And in this world, rather than making aggressive people kill each other, they make aggressive cultures exhibit that aggression in healthy ways by bringing everybody into Project Runway, giant competitions until they have worked out what they need to work out in terms of aggression and are calm and peaceful enough to go back to their worlds without, causing harm to anybody.
I have really bad news, which is that the villain is called the DOM, which apparently they pronounce as the dome, but I'm just the dom?
The dom.
The deliberative operational mind. The dom.
Yes. The dom calls them in and says, make clothes for me.
That's correct.
Yes, sir.
And it's like a hive mind of an entire civilization, right?
Right. So they have very good challenge ideas because they have a lot to draw on.
Does Billy exist in this, though?
Billy is Tim Gunn.
Thank you. That is exactly what I was thinking.
He's there to translate from the hive mind.
He's on their side.
And he's in full Ryan Gosling
God, about
appearance,
that.
Right?
Oh my God, I forgot about that.
Ryan Gosling, but him, he says.
They come up with excuses to model their clothes on him because he looks so good in them.
He's definitely gonna chew on the clothes, though. this dress has a great mouthfeel.
Well, yeah, that makes sense, because if Aubrey's there, right, she gets it. She is eating it. She's I'm including a stem necklace in this. And that way all the clothes come out unchewed.
And whenever it's close to time, the challenge, it's almost time to be done, he just comes in with giant, with 8 boxes of pizza, and he's like, I can't do his voice, but pretend I'm saying pizza as
pizza.
Pizza.
And then everyone feels all chill and comforted just like they do when Tim Gunn comes in.
Oh.
Yeah. I love that you have sort of made an intergalactic Eurovision.
That's right. They're all competing on one team together somehow against everybody in
the dom.
The dom is the judges, and everyone on Earth is competing against everyone from
Sylvain. So you're saying this is Danny Aubrey's Romeo Juliet?
Yes,
but space Eurovision.
So the Sylvains have not been exiled into Earth because they're, or is this we're picking up with the Sylvains that are on Earth still there and having to choose which side they're going to fight for? Or
no, I think the idea is that there was never a war, so Sylvain never died, so the whenever the dome, quote unquote, came in
the dom
to
we should definitely keep saying dom though.
The dom took over, as doms are known to do, but instead of all of the monsters that they threw out, they were like, here is some challenges. And
they just throw a bolt of fabric out. They just throw a bolt of fabric through the gate.
We're gonna have to tag this as like bad kink negotiation.
Well, I think that the Dom could reach into their dreams and get consent first. I think that most of the people involved would be interested in like, okay, what's the prize? If there's a good enough prize, they would all agree, right?
Yeah, so the dress, save the world.
Yes.
That's a good title.
Is it really no more war, or is it like if you lose, then your planet gets destroyed?
That's more on brand.
Yeah, that is what they are there for, though, right? To reduce the amount of aggressive planets. Or like, is it actually like the challenge is collaborate with the other team, but you don't know that? Because the whole point is like making them non-aggressive, right?
No. I think if we're going with, you know, they'd be like, okay, so we're going to set up enough competition that they're all going to want to fucking kill each other. Just don't even bother with a war. Just be like, they're going to kill each other over catty dresses.
So this is a faster way to start a war.
Exactly.
Yeah. The Dom was never anti-war. They said that they were, but what they really wanted to do was to stir conflict. And then if people gave into the conflict, they'd be like, well, it looks like you're not so smart after all.
So we should just destroy both of your planets.
But they didn't count on Aubrey, who came to make friends.
Didn't count on Aubrey in the homoeroticism.
In this world, just to be clear, Aubrey and Danny have not met until they are competitors in this game, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I love this. I love this.
So let's start at the beginning. Okay, so everyone is asleep and dreaming, right? And the Dom comes to them in their dreams and tries to bribe them into this competition, this Project Runway competition. How does the Dom talk them into agreeing to sort of go through the door to this magical competition?
Yeah, I think it would just be like magic, like the same as sort of Aubrey in the beginning, right? Where she's just like doing magic tricks in her dreams because that's who she is as a person. And then it's like, hey, what if there was real magic that you could do? Hey.
I would definitely say that they would send dream version of Billy / Ryan Gosling as their ambassador to everyone's dreams to pitch this. It's like, hey girl, want to save the world by fashion design?
So, okay, here's the thing. Easy pitch for Aubrey. I don't need to be sold on why Aubrey says yes. I don't need to be sold on why Ned says yes. Why does Duck agree to this?
Mm-hmm. That, now there's the rub. So I guess kind of like what sort of free stuff or rare opportunities would interest Duck? Would Duck even have a prophecy in this new universe, or is he just some guy until this happens?
Oh, I know. Conservation.
Oh, he's got to have Beacon, though, right? Who's Duck without Beacon?
Get rid of Beacon for you. Sold.
Yeah, exactly. Like, Beacon's like, Duck Newton, it is your destiny to make dresses. He's like, oh, fuck, I got to get rid of this sword.
Beacon is a sewing needle.
Beacon is a sewing needle. But also, Beacon is a sewing needle that has been like driving him nuts for many years. However, for the purposes of the Dom, Beacon and Duck, since they are psychically connected, count as one being. So when Beacon consents, that counts as Duck consenting. Mm-hmm. And so he's just dragged there secondarily through this connection to Beacon, and he hates every second of it.
Yeah. Ryan Gosling came to Beacon and gathered consent, and Duck's just like, why am I on a spaceship with a lot of fabric?
They have like a simultaneous dream, and like Duck doesn't understand what's happening, and Beacon is on it. And I love the visual of this enchanted like needle and thread making its own clothes.
It's kind of the, like, I'm getting the image of, like, when all the little mice make Cinderella's dress, but it's just all Beacon, like, darting around.
And I feel like Beacon is going to troll Duck by doing all of the sewing and then and then pretending to be, like, inanimate. And so Duck gets all the credit. So the judges are always complimenting Duck for being this amazing fashion designer. And Duck is, like, actively trying to sabotage his stuff to, like, divert attention away from himself. But Beacon just keeps making amazing stuff and then being like, what, oh, me? I'm just a needle.
I love this. So, like, the stitching on this is amazing. You have such a steady hand.
And he's always like, I didn't do it. I don't care about this. And all the judges are just like, wink.
So humble.
You didn't do it. Right. It came from you. You know, just a spirit took you over.
Maybe it's just because I'm, like, currently watching the C-drama remake of Hikaru no Go, but, like, I'm really getting some vibes here of, like, no, it's not me. It's this ghost that follows me around, but Beacon as a needle. Like, I force you to sew.
When my dad was a kid, like, his mom sewed, and he was always getting put in these, like matching outfits with his brothers. So I'm just imagining that trope of, like, the mom who's always putting embarrassing outfits on her kids, but it's Beacon and Duck. So Beacon's always just sewing Duck these awful outfits that Duck hates because he just wants to wear, like, jeans. But, you know, he's a fashion plate.
Right, to be clear, they're amazing outfits, and Duck hates them.
Exactly.
Specifically because they're very good.
Tell me about Aubrey. How does she take to the challenges? How do things go for her as she begins this competition?
And most importantly, is Dr. Harris Bonkers there with her?
Oh,
of course.
I mean, okay. If Beacon is there, I feel like Dr. Harris Bonkers is allowed.
She was cuddling him in bed and they both got zapped into the Dom spaceship.
She thinks that she consented to going, but actually Dr. Harris Bonkers consented beforehand. And they are also psychically linked. So she thinks that she's there because of her, but really it's because of Dr. Harris Bonkers.
Okay, so what if Dr. Harris Bonkers is not a regular rabbit, but an Angora rabbit? Because you can, because I'm a spinner, you can spin yarn with rabbit fur. And often there's little videos of people just, like, combing their rabbit and then spinning it. Because they're just, like, their fur gets loose when they're shedding. So she's just, like, weaving. She's crocheting. She's creating yarn with her
that
pet.
Will be her, like, final collection. Cool. Like, that's her thing that the final collection has.
Wait.
Yeah. All Angora.
But she can't get a lot because it's only one bunny. So she can only make bunny-sized clothes. So the only person she dresses is Dr. Harris Bonkers.
Like a mini teeny.
He's her model.
And, like, her clothes are amazing, but the judges keep disqualifying her because rabbit clothes don't count. And she does not care.
Well, that's going to be weird for the Sylvains, though, because a lot of them are, like, anamorphic animals, right?
I wonder if they see that as, like, I wonder how they would, if they would see that as, like, a neutral thing. Like, that's a thing that they might do, because they're not all the same animal. I can understand if they were all, like, the same animal, that might not be a thing, but because there's some people who are goats and some people who are cats, that maybe some, like, cats wear, like, I don't know, rabbit fur or something, because it's like, well,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. I just mean if the judges are disqualifying animal clothing, then they're kind of tipping the scales towards the Earth team. They're being speciesist.
Idea then. The humans initially, the Earth team, has to dress themselves. The Sylvain team is allowed to dress themselves. So they're allowed to dress animals, but the Earth team isn't. Mm-hmm. Aubrey, after the third or fourth challenge, that she does amazing work and gets disqualified because it's for the rabbit, sneaks over to the Sylvain side to try to figure out how she can get on that team or dress someone from that team because it's an unfair rule and she wants to make it count. And this begins the alliance, which begins to undermine the plans of the Dom to have them at war, because now they begin to ally against the unfair rules of the competition, which is not what the Dom had in mind.
I feel like she'd go to Barclay because he's Bigfoot, right? So she'd want to be like, is it offensive if I ask if I could like spin some of your fur?
Yes. I think Aubrey would do amazing things with Bigfoot yarn. I'm going to go out on a limb and say that.
Yeah.
I think that Aubrey would be one of those designers that like when they're in the shop, everyone is like, that looks ridiculous. I don't know what's going on. And then once you see it on the runway, you're like, oh, that's great. Oh, okay. But it's like on the line.
Yeah.
Okay. So I think first Aubrey crosses over and starts working with them both to get some of their fur and to like help dress them and to try to overturn these unfair speciesist rules. Then let's talk about Ned.
Well, hold on. But like Sylvain fabric is magic, right? Like the whole deal in the beginning was they crossed over and Duck had to like put on a wool scarf that comes from Sylvain. So obviously it's like tradition for them to weave their own fur, hair, whatever. So if she goes with a Bigfoot scarf, what if that starts giving her magical powers?
So she gets her magical powers from the clothes.
Yes.
Love it.
Oh, and then she puts the magical clothes on the bunny and the bunny starts becoming a person.
Yay! Right. Isn't it that you have to wear the item so that you don't go crazy from like being in the different planet? Mm-hmm. But we're just like fudging that and saying like, oh, if you wear it, you will get qualities from that planet, including fire magic.
We sure are.
Is Jake Cool Ice there?
Jake Cool Ice was the first one to agree.
Exclusively makes skiing clothing.
Someone told him there would be pizza.
I'm a little confused about how this competition is going to work when it is, you know, like Earth team and Sylvain team. Are like the Earthlings competing amongst themselves to see who is going to compete with Sylvain, or is it like group projects every time?
Shakespeare, did you just say group projects are more chaotic?
Group projects are more chaotic because they want everyone's garment that they're wearing to, you know, work together. So everyone is always arguing about like, well, I wanted to use the Angora fur, so you have to use it so that it works together.
So the Dom is definitely going to make them do group projects in competition with each other, thus bringing the maximum amount of discord.
Aggression, yeah.
So, okay. So we first start with the Earth team and the Sylvain team basically being separate and doing their own thing. And, you know, they see each other's clothes and they see each other at the runway. But other than that, they don't really socialize until Aubrey crosses over to see about the, you know, fur situation. And then how do we get the others over there? I think that KLB was right saying that Ned is going to be the next one after Aubrey.
Yeah. So what's Ned been doing since he got there? Like, how did they talk him into it? And like, what's his vibe been? Oh my gosh.
Supplies.
They said alien spaceship and he agreed because he wanted to get cool. He wanted an opportunity to steal cool alien stuff.
Exactly.
And he's like that person that just makes the same outfit over and over again. And they're like, you need to expand. And he's like, but this one is a different color plaid.
You know? Yes. He's basically trying to grift his way out of it and like spend as much time as possible just like stealing shit. Like every opportunity he can have to ask for like weird fabric or go somewhere, he's doing. And then he's just adding like one pocket square. because he doesn't care about the clothes. He just cares about like all the side hustles he has going on.
And he is like 15.
Until. Yeah.
And he did not listen close enough to the sales pitch to get that like Earth will be destroyed if he doesn't care about his clothes. He's just thinking about the Cryptonomicon.
Yeah.
Because that's why he goes to the Sylvain side. He's like, oh, this is great. This is alien number one shit. I want alien number two shit. Come on. Gotta diversify. Starts sneaking over to the Sylvain side to steal their stuff too.
So, right, one day he follows Aubrey to the Sylvain side. And maybe he had been so distracted with his grift, he literally did not notice that there were actual aliens until this moment. And then he gets so excited because now he actually is passionate about dressing up like the models in his shop and like the whatever, the fake monsters and stuff. And he's into like monster movies. So now he's interested and he becomes suddenly passionate about the fashion side now that his like interests have shifted and he realizes he gets to do fashion for monsters.
Yeah.
And so now he's like
wants selfies with everyone.
He's very, very in suddenly, but only if the other team is involved. So that's another point of connection with the other team. He is bored of doing fashion unless it involves monsters.
The other team doesn't trust him as far as I can throw him. Can you imagine this man shows up and is like, I'd love to dress you.
Yeah. Hey, let's just take a selfie. No reason.
And then they have this sort of double team situation where like they're like Earthlings only dress other humans and Sylvains, you only dress other Sylvanians. And then Aubrey is like, I can dress whoever I want. And then Ned is like, actually, I 100% agree. The only thing in the world I care about now is making sure that this Mothman looks good.
Yes.
Indrid. Thanks for bringing in my rare pair.
Rare pair? Indrid and Ned?
No, Indrid and Barclay. But they're both on the team, so I'm happy they're there.
Ned's dressing them both. Coordinating outfits.
Yes! Making Bigfoot yarn sweaters for a humble Mothman.
Ned ships them, and he begins on a quest to try to get them together.
I think that's something that you wouldn't think would be a Ned thing, but then you just imagine him just being like, I don't know what it is, but something about that Mothman and Bigfoot, I think they could be good for each other.
Yeah.
And he's big on like selling people on things. So he's going to gonna see it and then he's going to want to pitch it and try to get them try to sell them on his vision.
Yeah, that Mothman looks cold. He needs a Bigfoot sweater. Of course Indrid knows exactly what's going on cuz he sees the future.
Oh, no.
He's like, "Oh, all those visions I had 100 years ago finally make sense. This creeper from a different planet is going to get me together with this guy that I've had a crush on for a long time. I'm just going to go with it and give him pizza."
Right. Like Indrid knows where it's going, but it's going his way. So he's just like,
Yeah.
Never mentions that he knows exactly what's up. Okay. So now we've got Aubrey. First of all, talk to me about Danny. How does Aubrey meet Danny? What's their relationship like when they first meet?
Danny's a damn hot girl.
Yeah, she's like, there's a hot girl over there. And also, she doesn't seem to be an animal person. I wonder what's up with her.
What kind of designer Danny would be? Do you think that, like, if Aubrey's a really kooky out there designer, that Danny is more of, like, a conservative, like, all about the straight lines designer?
Yeah, super practical, like...
Yeah, has a lot of pants with pockets.
Yeah, and dresses with pockets.
And so do they start doing this back and forth where like Aubrey just tries to like be like, can I add one thing? Like add one little piece of flair.
And then that's the thing that the judges are like, it would have been pretty boring until you added this.
These flames.
Danny's like, you may add one thing on mine for each thing I'm allowed to remove from yours.
Ooh, and yes.
With their amazing teamwork, like both of their outfits immediately like double in quality.
Danny organizes her trays of like baubles and things that she puts on her Because, you know, Aubrey would just have everything scattered everywhere, and Dany just is, like, low-key organizing her stuff for her.
So it sounds like what is happening here is a bit of a Project Runway Earth Sylvain Dom revolution happening, where they're supposed to be fighting with each other. Instead, they're helping each other. So how does this, like, how do they realize that the way that they're being pit against each other is like a construction? And then they can...
I agree. Duck has to come back in. Duck has to be the one to figure it out.
I know exactly how it happens. I know. He's finally just gets so fucking done with Beacon that he's like, okay, those aliens have magic. I'm gonna go talk to those aliens and see if they can unconnect me from this hell needle. Yeah, so he goes over to the Sylvain people. He's like, please take this away from me, I'm begging you. And when they're like looking into, hey, why the fuck do you have this? And maybe all along it was the Dom who had sent that needle in the first place to provide conflict.
Oh, like it's this, like Beacon is from Sylvain and this. And they're like,
No, Beacon is from the Dom, isn't it?
Beacon is from Minerva.
Oh, Beacon is from Minerva.
Whose planet was destroyed by the Dom earlier.
Still on the ship. Is she just a stowaway? From the last event they held?
Oh my god, she's hiding in cupboards and stuff. She's like finding, because she doesn't want anybody to, like, she doesn't want the Dom to know she's there. So she's just doing like absolutely over the top subterfuge to try to like sneak around and get Duck's attention, because she is the one who sent him Beacon magic to try needle.
His secret weapon. Because
she knew that if she sent the magic needle, then he would get chosen to be on this Project Runway, and then she could, you know, talk to him. She just feels like there's something about him that would, like, have the right skill set.
I just have a clarifying question. So is it three-person team? So we've got Ned, Aubrey, and Duck, obviously, and then there's Barclay, Indrid, and who we're working with, and Secret Minerva.
That feels right.
There were more before, and then like the other people got eliminated.
Oh dear. they got sent back to their planet to wait and find out if they're going to be like Big E eliminated.
I just had a thought of, instead of it being Project Runway, it's Starship Runway.
Yes. Yes, 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 yes.
Or like Star Wars Runway.
That's the secret code name for it. But they say Starship Runway, you know, participant facing in Starship Runway.
Starship.
So Minerva finally gets Duck's attention. How? She just like bursts. He's like washing his hands in a sink. And she like busts out from under the sink and like grabs his ankle and is like, psst, down here. Down Duck here, Newton. Duck Newton.
You have a destiny.
Duck Newton, join me.
Under the sink?
Under the sink.
Finally, I've been able to find you alone, Duck Newton.
There is much to learn. Your training begins now. But his training isn't battle training in this at all. She just wants to train him how to do conflict resolution, because he like has the temperament to basically do the final step, which is to bring this whole group together in a way that like they can function as a team and finally take on the Dom.
Giant, very diverse, and yet somehow still cohesive collection.
Also, I have to say, Duck, the only person until he meets Minerva that he has like bonded with at all is Billy. And Duck and Billy, like Duck and Billy hang out constantly. So as soon as Duck is on board, with the plan, Billy is also on board with the plan and can kind of be their man on the inside.
Yeah, because they got to get them to stop doing this forever.
So what's their plan?
They stab Beacon into the computer with a collected urge to not have to sew again.
That's the like fail safe, but they want to try and solve it with fashion first. So they, I think that they should make like one cohesive collection for humans and Sylvanes all together. Ooh. And wear each other's works.
What would happen if they created an outfit to dress the judges? Would that somehow magically do something?
Oh, they make the perfect outfit for Ryan Gosling and it just stuns everyone into being like, no, all is good with the world and all worlds. We are peaceful now.
Right. They finally feel their wounds healing from...
What the thing that came to my mind was somehow... And like, if you think this is not as much fun, that's fine. But for me, this is very fun. Some sort of algorithm that it gives you every single possible permutation that you can put fabric over your body. So it's like, there is no more fashion. We have done everything. Every single piece of clothing that has ever been or could ever be is right here.
Like Billy and Minerva help.
It breaks the competition.
Exactly. There's nothing more to do. You can't compete over clothes anymore because we've done all of the clothes. Everybody wins.
I did have another idea and I wonder if we could connect it or whatever. My idea was the Dom is, what are they? What does it stand for?
It is the Deliberative Operational Mind.
So they're the Deliberative Operational Mind. They're a hive mind, right? But in theory, they could separate into bodies if the bodies were appealing enough by being well-dressed enough.
Right, because they've got those body 3D printers.
They just convince everyone to 3D print out by the power of clothing.
Yeah, like, oh, I want to wear that. And one by one, they come out of their computer existence.
Exactly. Yes. And once they're separated, they realize that what they've been doing is nuts. Because I think that being together in that deliberative operational mind has like really addled them. But I think if they came out of that into individual consciousnesses, they would be like, why?
What have we been doing?
They would stop. They would have empathy again.
Yeah, that's canon. Like, that's why Billy is like, now I'm off to, like, go right the wrongs of my people because I spent enough time as an individual and realized, like, that was bananas.
So can it be a two-pronged plan? Prong one is they break fashion. And prong two, while the judges are absolutely paralyzed by fashion having been broken by their outfit that is all outfits forever, they present their final collection. How many beings are in the Dom? Do we know?
Let's see if the wiki says. 1,183.
So they present their final collection, 1,183 unbelievably cool outfits.
Beacon is so proud.
Beacon did 987 of them.
When you said that they broke fashion, that makes me think of like a prison break, fashion break.
You gotta get fashion out of here.
So that's what they're doing, is like a prison break, but with fashion.
Yes.
Yeah.
Fashion is
one by one, each member of the collective hive mind sees the outfit that they always longed for and chooses to 3D print their body just so that they can try it on. And in choosing to print the 3D body and put their consciousness into it and into that amazing outfit that looks perfect on them, then they're like, oh shit, I've been killing whole civilizations for a long time. That doesn't seem like the right way to make
it. I was just saying yes because everyone else was saying yes, but I guess they were just saying yes because I was saying yes.
Right now, I have to be responsible for my choices as an individual, and I'm not making those choices if that's the case.
Yeah, kill Earth. Their fashions are so rad.
Right before
And their penance is to go and bring perfect fashion to each planet in the universe one by one. And penance for all the genocide.
Okay, oh, okay, no. Okay. Wait, look. Are you guys looking at the cover? Are you looking yes. at the cover right now? The scissors represent the breaking of the Dom into individual consciousnesses, cutting that hive mind into smaller that red pieces. Thread.
That definitely came from Dani's workbench, because she puts flames on everything. Or not Dani, I'm sorry, Aubrey.
Although there's something very sweet about Dani putting flames on everything because
oh, yeah.
of Aubrey.
This is subtle. They're having like slow burn, if you will, in the background. Like, maybe if I put flames on my sensible pantsuits, she'll know that I like her.
Just before Duck slams the button that that makes all of the possible combinations of fabric on bodies, he goes, "I'm about to put an end to your fashion fascism."
And then everyone laughs, and he doesn't get it because he didn't even realize that he made it funny.
What if part of that ultimate outfit is Aubrey's vest, right? Because it's like a denim vest with red embroidery, like that thread on the cover. Yeah.
All right, quick. Bring Muffy and Winthrop into it.
Models.
Yes, Muffy and Winthrop are the models who walk down the runway in every single outfit.
Like, hello, hive mind number 72. Wouldn't you love this beautiful coat?
Muffy and Winthrop only agree to help everyone with stopping the worlds get destroyed because they get the awesome everything outfit. They have to bribe them with
they
that.
They get the swag
They
bag.
Get to keep it.
Yeah. So they weren't invited by like the Dom dream. Minerva made her own dream to go and get them. And they were like, nah, sounds dramatic. And Minerva was like, you get to keep the clothes. Oh, sold.
Yes. And also, just a minor detail, the way that they know how to make the 1,100 however many outfits that are
and perfect, 83
and 83 is because Indrid is able to tell what the ideal outfit would be.
Ooh.
exactly.
Well, friends, I think we just saved the world.
We did it.
Yeah, and we like built all the ships, right? Because Duck and Minerva end up together. I guess Ned's just Ned's alone. Oh,
Ned gets to live.
But we got, everyone gets to live. It's just like we put Duck and Minerva together on a ship. We put Dani and Aubrey together on a ship. And we put Barclay and Indrid together on a
Ned
ship.
Ned gets his true passion, which is dressing up unusual creatures.
Yeah. Ned gets to keep all the stuff he stole.
Yeah, all the stuff he sold and all of his selfies with aliens. Like, the Cryptonomicon is going to make so much money.
I'm so proud of him.
Yeah, does Billy, like, decide to stay on Earth? Or I guess he needs to, like, as the member of the hive mind that has been independent longest, he needs to, like, gently guide the newly not hive-minded remainder of this civilization towards penance via bringing fashion to all the universe.
He's gonna get his own, like, Ripley's Believe It or Not.
And whenever they get overwhelmed by, like, the weight of the task ahead of them, he walks in with, like, 20 boxes of pizza. And he's like, pizza!
All shout in unison, pizza!
Pizza! Things keep getting better. Things keep getting better. Things keep getting better. Things keep getting better. 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 Things keep getting better.
So the dress, Save the Universe, a collaborative notfic by The Archer.
Aether.
Caminante.
And KLB. Aether, you got cut off again.
Oh, for crying out loud. Aether.
Aether.
Onwecaster will probably get it, but it would be very funny if it was like, the archer, Commandante, KLB, Aether!
Ideal.